Hello, my name is James Van Praagh. I would like to welcome you today to take a special journey with me in discovering why you are where you are. Many times people ask themselves, why are they here on this earth? What is their mission? How do we find out what our purpose is? Today I would like to assist you in finding that purpose. In order to begin, we start at the beginning, and that is within our center. We first get to our center, our core of our being, with the breath. So together, let's begin a breathing exercise to get us started. Breathing in fresh oxygen into the body will help sustain relaxation. And when you exhale, you let go of old stagnant energy, all tension. Remember, in meditation, it is so very important to always remember to breathe. So together, let's begin to breathe in through the nostrils and breathe in and inhale. One, two, three, and hold it. One, two, three, and now exhale out of the mouth and let it go. One, two, three. Good. And continue this rhythm of breathing as the ebb and flow of the ocean comes in and goes out. Good. This meditation is designed to assist you in discovering your spiritual teachers, your guides, your spirit family, and also assisting us to discovering what our purpose is on this earth. In your mind's eye, I would like you to create a beautiful garden of celestial delight and beauty. Create this garden any way you would like. Let this garden express your inner self. Let it be a reflection of you, of your own inner beauty. See flowers of all different shapes, sizes, and colors, roses and daffodils, lilacs, reds and blues, pinks, orange, yellows. Feel the warmth and beauty of those colors. See the blades of grass dancing in the wind. Feel one with the essence of this garden. Feel one with the source of all life as it permeates this entire garden and permeates your soul. As you look out in this garden, perhaps there are beautiful statues all around which reflect wisdom and knowledge. Create it any way you choose. Now, as you look out in front of you, there seems to be a beautiful stone stairway. Let's go now and look at this stairway. As we get to the stairway, look at the stone and see its texture, its color. Become aware of its shape and size. This stairway is a very special stairway, for it is a spiritual stairway. Let's begin now at the top of the stairway and go down one step at a time. Let's begin. And as we take one step at a time, we notice that with each step, the more relaxed we become. The more aware of ourselves and our spirit energy we become. Let's go down one more step, one more step, and notice you become lighter with each step you go down. How much more relaxed we continue to feel as yet we take another step down. We now notice that with each step, the whole body seems relaxed. Our whole body becomes unison, becomes one. Then another step down, more relaxed. Another step down, and we feel oh so free, so aware, so bright, and so enlightened. With each step, we seem to have no more worries, no more fears, no more troubles. We are free with each step down. And as we go further and further down these steps, the more empowered we feel about ourselves, the more centered and the more in control we feel about our lives. And as we come towards the end of the stairway, down to the last steps, we become completely free, completely relaxed, at peace, and one with ourselves. Now step down the final step. Good. As we step down and feel the strength of oneness, this power of centeredness, there is this bright, beautiful being standing in front of us. This is your tour guide. See their beautiful face. See how charming and friendly it is. This tour guide is one of your teachers. As you look into their eyes, there seems to be a sense of memory of being with them once before, or several times before. Perhaps your tour guide is a family member or a spirit teacher of yours you shared many lifetimes with. Today, they're going to take us now to a very special place. They tell us to look up at those mountains at the end of this garden. Those beautiful brown and green mountains that seem to go up as far as the eyes can see. Then look up at the very top of that mountain, for there is a place just waiting for you. This is called the Temple of Understanding, and there are many waiting to greet you there. So as you hold the hand of your teacher, close your eyes and go up to the top of the mountain, and just having the thought transports you to the very top of this mountain. And the next thing you know, you're standing in front of a beautiful temple. Look at this temple. It shimmers with a mother of pearl, with colors you have never seen before. They shimmer. The light of heaven is embedded throughout this temple. Pearl pillars, beautiful stained glass windows. You see people milling about. Let's now go inside the temple, and as we go up the stairs, look at the temple door. It is a huge copper door, very, very tall. The door seems to open automatically as we step inside. As we enter this temple, we take a look around and see the surroundings. They seem very familiar to us. We've been here before, many, many times. We know this place. Our teacher escorts us in and tells us to enjoy our stay here, and they will meet us later on. And as we walk around, we peer inside. It is all so beautiful. We see overstuffed couches and chairs and books from floor to ceiling, as far as the eyes can see. Books with very beautiful covers. Covers like we've never seen before on this earth. It appears to be a library. And as we walk straight inside this room, we see people sitting around, reading and discussing. As we look up, we notice there is no ceiling. It is a beautiful blue sky, and yet the light of the heavens illuminates the room. Walk down now through this room and become aware of all of these people milling about. all seeming to have a mission of their own. All curious, asking questions. Now, feel the beautiful energy of these people as they are learning. Amazingly, there seems to be a sense of people becoming aware, learning, understanding, educating. Then as we look around, we notice at the end of this very large room, there is a long table made of pure gold. It seems the more focused we become on the table at the far end of the room, there are people sitting there. People we know, we recognize. We've met them before. Our thoughts bring us to the table. As we stand in front of the table, we notice our guides. We look upon their faces, and all we see is compassion and love, radiating just for us. They welcome us with open arms, and we feel their love so strongly. They surround us and hug us with an unconditional love like we've never felt before. They have been waiting just for you. They say it is now time for you to become aware on a conscious level of what your work on this earth is all about. Why did you choose to come back this time around? They show you a big golden chair in front of the table. Sit down now in this chair. As you sit in the chair, they sit across from you. Once again, feel their love. Feel their love. Look at these guides one at a time. And as you do, understand and know what each one does for you, who they are. There is no need for talking to them, for we understand through mental thought who they are and how they help us. Now it is your time to meet each one. Go one at a time and talk to each one with your thoughts. Begin. We notice sitting in the center of this group is our main guide, our main teacher. And as we acknowledge this teacher, we are handed a book. It is called The Lessons of Our Life. It seems to be made of gold. Just as we have heard before, the Golden Book of Life. Hold that book now and open its pages, noticing that each page is an important situation, an important event in our lives which we have already experienced. We start at the beginning of the book, and it is our birth. I want you now to slowly turn the pages one by one, and on each page there is an event. Look now at each event. Perhaps it is a word. Perhaps it is a picture, a diagram, a face. And at the bottom of the page, note the lesson which is written there. Notice the lesson that you had to learn from that event or situation. Go now, read each page and see which lessons you have come back to learn. Good. We notice that this page we have come across in the middle of the book is a picture of ourselves right now at this very time in our lives. We look at the bottom of the page and the lesson is blank. What is the lesson you are learning right now? We look up to our guide at their smiling faces and their compassionate eyes. We notice that the rest of the book is blank. They hand us a pen, a feathered pen, and they tell us to write down on the blank page what our lesson will be in the future and what we have learned about ourselves from reading, seeing, experiencing our past experiences, our past situations. How will our past experiences change our futures? How will we be different? What will we do to change? Write down now on that blank page exactly what it is you have to change, exactly what you have to learn. There is no judgment in this. This is done with total compassion, total love. Good. When we are complete with our work, our guides come around the table and give us hugs. Once again, we feel their beautiful, unconditional love. They say they are always with us, for you are never alone on your spiritual journey. We are with you, guiding you, helping and assisting you. Life has to be varied, many different experiences of all different kinds. Some you recognize as what you call good. Others you recognize as what is referred to as bad. It's really neither. For they tell us it is just experiences for the soul to learn, to grow, to expand, to be enlightened. They escort us over to a shelf, and with our book in hand, they show us a place on this shelf for our book, and we put the book into the empty space, and we realize that all the other books there are various lifetimes we've had, we've led, we've experienced. These are the books of life. Many refer to them as the Akashic Records. We thank our guides, and we bless our guides for being with us today. They walk us toward the front door, and it seems as we are walking toward the front door, all of the people in the room look at us with warm smiles upon their faces, with love and compassion. For they tell us with their thoughts, "You are courageous, and that anything in life can be accomplished with a belief in yourself. For you would not have started something if you could not finish it. You are well prepared." And so it is. We get to the front door of the temple, and we thank our guides, and standing there at the door is our escort, who we met earlier in the garden. They take us once again by the hand, and we feel their warmth as they hold us. And we close our eyes, and we're instantly back in our garden of light, our spiritual garden. Our escort brings us over to a marble bench and tells us to sit and relax and be joyful of our life and what our life has to teach us. So sit now and relax and be as one. And as we are sitting on the marble bench, we once again become aware of this uniqueness and oneness of life and of the beauty of ourselves. And now, slowly, it is time to come back into consciousness and awareness of our physical world. Become aware of your feet on the floor once again. Become aware of your legs. Become aware of yourself sitting down, your back, your shoulders, your neck, your head. Become aware of your chest and your stomach, your arms. Become aware of the physical body. What a wonderful instrument it is. Become aware of the physical body and the space all around you. I want you to register what is different now about yourself. What is different about the space around you? What have you learned? What have you become aware of today? Perhaps now you have a better understanding of why you chose to come back on this earth. One thing is for sure. We are never alone. We are all one. And always remember, the beauty of God, the spark of God, the spark of life is within you. You are the light. and so it is. Learn, live, and love.